Views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. How are you? This is Percy here. This holiday season's about upon us so quickly. It's amazing. I can remember January early this year. I can remember March where I trained a bunch of elder law attorneys and then a bunch of realtors in August. And then a bunch of I do a workshop every month on aging in place. And it's amazing how fast this season's come around. As you guys know, our October-November issue is out featuring Project Donna on the cover. So check us out there. And as you know, we've been spending the last few months getting our Generations TV show up on OC16 and Spectrum. And so check us out there. But if you forget when we are, just go to our website, generations808.com, to view all our TV shows and our radio shows. And so I'm back. We took a little hiatus for a little bit. Actually, I got a little sick. That's the reason why I was out for a little while. But back full and strong and really getting ready for next year, actually. But anyway, one of my favorite guests, Annette Pang, is here again. Thank you, Annette, for coming by. We're really talking about families and this holiday season. You know, the baby boomers are here to stay, as you know, and we all know that. And thank you all the baby boomers that listen to the show, because I think, Annette, a lot of baby boomers listen to our show because looking for stuff for their parents.
Exactly. How are you, Percy?
Oh, getting well. You know, I had shingles.
What happened?
I told you I had shingles for going on 3 weeks now. It's kind of gone away, but the pain is still residually still there on a constant basis. It's going away hopefully in the next couple of weeks or so. It'll go away. But I'm 57, got shingles.
For you.
And you don't get, you know, insurance covers it after the age of 60. But I probably know at least 6 or 7 people that got it less than 60, less than 40, less than 30. In their 20s, I know a couple of people that got it. And I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not a doctor, but they say it's stress-related.
It is, yes.
But I've been dealing with stress all my life.
Exactly.
To be honest with you. You know, when we started a magazine 8 years ago, wow, that was a remarkable thing. And thanks to our partner, Wilson Angel, our art director, and then, Sherry Goya, my sister, who's helped with the sales. Now we have a social media girl, Mapuana, Malin Moore, the website guy, Ron Darby, our TV producer. We just hired a part-time salesperson. It's been fun as we grew and we've grown. And I have to thank Hospice Hawaii for honoring me in the magazine recently as a community award winner. We've been honored by the City and County Parks and Recs from the combined group of Hara and Kukua Council. We honored the magazine. So yeah, we're really trying to really do good work out there for our kupuna and our baby boomers.
You do, because that Generations Magazine has just taken my message to people all over the world, actually. And on the Big Island, there's a kupuna group that's doing my journals. And they found out about it through the article that I had written.
Well, you know, on a Big Island, we really have to thank KTA, the store, local grocery store there.
Distribution.
They distributed several thousand for us, and they actually run out. So if you're listening on the Big Island, you got to get it quick because it runs out in about 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
As soon
really?
As it comes in, it's gone.
Yeah.
I tell people just go online if you're able to. If you don't have a computer, go down to the library. They can hook you up. Just put on Generations, search Generations Magazine, generations808.com. And the website's there, is full of resources. I think what you've done in that is really, you know, using your background as a home care operator. And really, you know, you've taken the next step. You know, I thought about, too, the counseling that you're doing, the life coaching. You're trained in that.
Exactly. You know? Well, it's because I noticed after 17 years in my care home that while the elders are transitioning through aging, ailing, or dying, their family members are really suffering.
They have to. They have to put in the time.
They're putting in the time, but it's also stressful. It's a part where they could feel real despair. And actually, Percy, it can feel like quicksand.
Yeah, because it's endless. I have two neighbors of mine that I've been dealing with their parents for over 10 years.
Wow.
And it's been a struggle for them. And one group has finally, both parents passed away.
Uh-huh.
The other one still has the mom left over. But it's a struggle every single day.
Absolutely.
I'm on the emergency list to call an event because I'm you know, nearby.
I see.
But it's every family dealing with that.
Every family. And we're not immune. It's not a matter of if, but when.
Yeah.
We're all going to go through this transition. So when I noticed this in my care home, the elders are well taken care of. We have a loving, nurturing environment, but it's the family members and how they scramble around to relate to their elders, to relate to their emotional and kind of traumatic feelings because they have to lose somebody and they know that. And also finances might be a big, big
thing.
Well,
we'll talk about that because yes. We are planning a financial legal workshop.
Oh, good.
You might want to be part of.
Yes.
It's going to be on April 28th. It's a Saturday.
Right.
So you're gonna mark that down, guys, because our Aging in Place event for 2018 is on August 18th, which is a Saturday. However, we are doing two more workshops next year. We're doing a financial legal one, which you might want to speak. It's on April 28th, Saturday, at the Alamon Hotel again. And then we just finalized, confirmed October 6th. It's the first Saturday in October. I'll make sure I got that confirmed. October 6th, which is a Saturday, the first Saturday in October of 2018. And we're doing a healthy aging workshop.
Excellent.
So ARP is going to be a big partner with us on that.
That is fabulous.
For those of you that may have not read your article yet, so let's go to Generations Magazine. Annette writes for us. But give our listeners the background that you have that I already know you have.
Yes, thank you. So the background I have is I'm a licensed teacher in California, Pennsylvania, and Hawaii. I taught at Hanaho'oli School, a really beautiful school in Makiki.
We live one block nearby.
Was that right? I taught there for 6 years until I had my third baby. And then I thought 24-hour children is hard for me to handle. So I took a sabbatical. And then one thing led to another, and I just kept staying away. And they said, Annette, are you coming back? And I said, I think I better give up my position.
Really?
And Lori Heath was there from St. Clements, and she was happy to take over. I think she's still there today. But it was a lovely experience. So my background is a licensed teacher.
Oh, wow.
And then through the whole thing, I've been a licensed realtor for 43
right,
years.
That I know.
So I'm dealing with people who are using their biggest financial asset in their life, either buying, selling a home, transferring it, or turning it into equity. And so I've had to deal with people who are really jittery and losing whatever stature they have to just feeling really confident that they made a lot of money. So I've kind of been in the coaching realm for a long time. And then about 17 years ago, my husband and I did two care homes in Manoa.
Right. I've been to them. Great.
You like them?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We don't advertise. We have a wait list. We have beautiful families, lovely staff, and we just put it all together. And it's a great environment for elders, which I consider their maybe final home.
Yeah, for a lot of people, and that's one reason, I think, why a lot of people don't want to get out of the home, move out of home, because they know if they move out, it's probably going to be the last resting place. But I tell them it's really, for me, when I talk to families, it's really about getting the proper care. At some point down the road, you don't sell the house if you can afford it and just move back home.
Exactly. But also, they can really revive their energies going into a care home because now they're with people that are caring for them all the time. And they have activities. We have art activities, singing, crafts, massage. So they get stimulated and they live longer. Our eldest is 107.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Our second
you must have
eldest,
good food there.
Our second eldest is 103.
Wow.
And Ruth is turning 101 next
month.
Wow. Yes.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, I have a friend of mine. His mother lived at home for all her life and, mm-hmm. you know, raised a family. And she's been widowed for close to 40 years and took care of the family home. And then just in the last probably year or so, maybe she moved in. She didn't want to move into a facility. She needed care. She finally did. But now she has a cousin that's there with her. She has a classmate from McKinley, I believe, that uh-huh. are there. And she's around other people her age.
Exactly.
They're dealing with the same thing she's dealing with. Great care and pretty good food. And she's loving it.
Exactly. And nobody feels embarrassed that maybe they fall asleep in the middle of a sentence. Or they, you know, have to go to the bathroom and need a help with that. Or need help with showering. So it's a really nice, like, kind community to right. have. And then there's a lot of visits. I call mine Hanaho'oli for elders and Starbucks for seniors, where people can come 24 hours if they want. We never have visiting hours. We just have
open. I mentioned staff. You're great staff.
All the
great
time.
Great staff. I wanted to personally visit it, and great staff. But that, I mean, that environment, if they can afford it, right? Because
yes.
it's a private pay. Most
exactly.
of places are private pay. But I think when it comes down to when I talk to families, it's all about the quality of care.
Exactly.
You know, I had a client recently that said he wanted to go on Medicaid. I said, okay, why do you want to go on Medicaid? Oh, he wanted to save the estate for the kids. I said, well, okay, but, you know, you got to worry about the quality of your care. Don't you think that's important? He goes, yeah, it is, but I really want to save it for my kids. I said, well, then you should have bought life insurance.
Oh, I see.
I tell my all the time, that's the first thing we did, buy life insurance. You want to give it to your kids. Because a home, yeah, you want to save it for the kids, but they're going to get whatever's left over.
Exactly.
You know, And I think care takes priority over anything else.
Well, it is because it helps the second generation to feel like they're doing something well for their elders. And then it's just kind of a reciprocal feeling. They feel good about each other, and then they can usher them through the transition.
Yeah, unfortunately, some of the younger kids
yes.
Don't feel that same respect, same reciprocations, even just that's just the way it was back in the day, right? There's no questions. You just
exactly.
took care of your mom and dad, whatever it took, and to get the best quality of care, whether you paid for it or they paid for it or you did the care.
Exactly.
But the kids today are greedy. They want more and more, I'll tell you.
Well, I just went to Bali in July, and I was talking to the staff there. They said their elder never touches the ground. They don't even have wheelchairs or walkers. They carry them everywhere in
really?
The little village. So see the differences in how
yeah.
we take care of our elders and they take care of theirs. So there's a wide range. And what I really want to focus on today is looking at the baby boomers.
Yeah. So today's show, guys, is going to be a good conversation with Annette here, Pang, about the baby boomers, their parents. It's really important that, you know, we take a very close look at that. And how do baby boomers transition?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, anybody born between the year 1964 and 1946
yes.
are considered baby boomers.
Yes.
Now, you're not a baby boomer
I
yet,
am.
Right?
Are
you
I'm
really?
I'm 57.
My gosh.
So I think it's 54 to 70 or 71, something like that. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 57.
You look so young.
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm 37 or
exactly.
27.
Exactly. You don't have any white
know.
Hair.
So I
folks
talking,
out there.
It's funny, it's true. You know, my friend, you know, I was talking to my friend before I came here. He's like 66. He goes, you know, oh, your magazine for seniors. I said, well, yeah, I'm not a senior. He said, yeah, you're not a senior. He's 66, but he doesn't think like he's 66.
Right, right.
In person, I think, they say, well, what is a senior? I said, whatever you think you are. You think you're a senior,
exactly.
senior. If you don't think you're a senior, you're not a senior.
Right.
I just think that's nothing to do with age.
State of mind, right? Well, whoever's born in that range is considered a baby boomer.
Yes.
And what happens is baby boomers work all their lives and they look forward to the time where they can retire.
Yes.
And then they can just live their bucket list, jump out of airplanes like President Bush, even at 90 years old.
I want to do that.
Yeah, okay. And
I mean,
live
90,
in different places. They can do homeexchange.com.
Yes.
My brother-in-law, who was a realtor and he was excellent broker for his own company and a realtor. And he also is a very good manufacturer's representative for a paper company. I just heard today he got a job at City Mill because he wants to do something in his golden years.
Hey, I want to be a Walmart greeter, a
okay.
Costco greeter.
All right.
You'll be happy all day long. But I only want to work like a 3-hour shift. You know,
that's
I gotta go
right.
to lunch, gotta go see my friends. You know.
Well, the problem with that, Percy, is that they're gonna know that you're so smart, just like my brother-in-law Chris Mercer, that they're gonna ask you to be a manager.
Oh no, no.
Then
no,
you're
no.
just gonna be tied in again.
I don't want to get shingles again.
Yeah.
I got enough stress in my life. I don't need to get when I get older.
Right.
I mean, that might be about 20 more years, but
exactly.
No, I mean, something is fun. You can see people.
Something
that,
fun.
Social contact was really important.
You need social contact. Yeah. So the thing is, it's how are you going to live your bucket list? How are you going to live all your dreams? However, because I'm a family caregiver coach, I see so many baby boomers like one foot on the gas and the other on the brake because they're taking care of loved ones.
Call it, yep. Sandwich generation.
Yep. And they
parents,
cannot
kids.
Move forward because all of a sudden money strapped. Emotions are tied up, and because one person called me yesterday, she only has 4 hours of sleep now every
oh,
night.
Yeah.
And she says, Annette, I am falling apart. And I said, I hear it in your voice. We need to take care of you. You
yeah.
cannot control mm-hmm. your 101-year-old mom. She's going to do what she wants. If she starts seeing relatives that have passed or her dogs that have passed, let her. You can't stop her. Don't
yeah.
counter her. Just let her be. Make her comfortable, but you take care of yourself. Get your staycations. Get your mani-pedi. Get your massages.
Yeah.
If you don't, you will definitely get into no sleep through the night, shingles, irritable bowel syndrome. Maybe, right? All of that. And so I need to give baby boomers kind of a little safety net so that they can handle everything with ease.
Right.
And how do I do that? Well, that's where my coaching comes in. And I offer a course called Transition to Awesome, Transition to Wow, so that they can keep their balance about them. And I have a free course online where they can learn care, prayer,
really?
And relief. Yes, it's 5 hours.
5 hours?
Yes. So they don't wow. have to listen to it all at once. But they can listen to it in the privacy of their home, like 1 a.m. when they have a break or, you know, in the afternoon. And they learn care for themselves. There's some prayers that can help them through and lots of relief so that they can just learn techniques. And
is
that's
that
what
your
I wanted
website?
To. Yes, it's on my website.
And your website is?
AnnettePang.com.
That's right. And with 2 N's and 2 T's.
Yes, PANG.com. And
I'm going to that right now.
People are logging into the CPR course, and they're really getting a very good whole rainbow of mind ways to think about this stuff. So their attitude is just kind of held at the high esteem so that they don't collapse under strain. And then they can go into the physical part where they learn.
Oh, I turned it
there
on.
There you go. There's a harp.
So I just go to AnnettePang.com
right.
and sign up for the free course. Wow.
Well, remember on – there I go. Well, remember on the Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society
yeah.
webinar, I promised the CPR course.
That's right.
Free to everybody. It's online, folks. And turn it on because you can learn everything about how to think about others, how to think about a really stressful situation. Just like, what do I tell my sister-in-law when I don't want to take care of her mom and I don't know how to tell her? What are the words I can say so that I don't hurt them and yet I can maintain some space? How do I compromise? I give that. It's Wi-Fi on my website. Hmm. Another thing is we look at the blue zones of the world and see why there are 5 zones in the world that people live over 100 years old.
Those are you involved with the blue zones at all? Much?
I am involved to a certain extent to promote it, but Tina Stewart on the Big Island is an actual
right.
blue zone certified counselor.
Oh, you got to ever connected with the magazine.
I got it connected, yes.
Yeah, connected with the magazine.
That. Exactly.
I'd like to do a story on them. I've been to one of their events.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, the blue zones are just what you said. You need community. You need to eat the certain diet. You need to have exercise. And you need to have a little bit of gossip every day.
Balance is so important.
Exactly.
Because, you know, that's one of the things I try to do with my son and my wife and playing sports and getting out, seeing friends and social contact. But yet, do my research, and then, of course, the magazine and my mortgage business. But the CPR event. So, yeah, you got to let our conference next year. I'm actually chairing the conference next year.
Oh, is that right? I'd love to do that.
Chairing the conference next year.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would love to go ahead and tell people how to get relief. So I have happy cocktails on how to create the endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin in the body. Wow. So that you can create the different kinds of just different kinds of ways that you can get your body to feel happy without drugs, because these are natural lifters, mood lifters.
Right.
And in addition to that, we do the tapping, and we do the belly wand, and we do all these things. And I want to tell you about that, because you have one.
I have one.
You don't know how to use it.
I've tried it a couple of times. We got to get the guy on here, the belly button healing kit.
Exactly.
Have you guys seen Aaliyah? Okay, so if you've ever been to I think they were at the senior fair.
Yes, they're at the senior fair.
I'm not sure if they were at our aging in place, but a little stick with a handle on it. Looks like a T.
It's a T.
And you just,
it's ergonomic.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm holding it up for you if you can't see it right now, but it's on my website.
Oh, it's on your website, AnnetteTang.com.
Yes. It's under the relief section, the belly wand.
Okay, so I'm on your website right now.
Okay, but it's under the CPR course. So they just have to kind of go through the course, all the lessons. And in lesson 4, it's all about the belly wand and about tapping. And I wanted to give this as a gift to people out there. Caregivers, baby boomers, even keikis can use this belly wand, because let me tell you what happens when you press into your gut, which is considered the second brain. You all of a sudden have blood rushing from your intestines to your heart.
Okay.
You're pushing the blood, and a lot of times it's stagnant. And when you don't have that stagnation, then you can't digest your food.
Okay, that's one thing. I need to digest my food.
Yes, you have to. Everybody out there has to digest food.
Yes.
And if you don't have the proper digestion, your natural flora.
Okay, do I do it this way or do I do it like that?
Yeah, push it in.
So a certain way, you just push it into your belly button.
Yes, you push it into your belly button, and you just kind of bounce it, little vibrations. And on my website under the CPR course, Percy, you're going to see YouTube videos of people who've been bedridden, and they can stand up after that.
Well, it probably really pushed it into the gut.
No, you don't have to push it too hard.
To stand up.
No, you don't have to push it too hard and hurt yourself.
Don't hurt yourself.
No,
but
no.
I've seen this for a few years now.
No hurting yourself.
I have this at my house.
Yes.
I've used it a few times, but I don't know. I guess for me, I'm a baby boomer. A lot of baby boomers, you know, they want instant satisfaction.
They want instant satisfaction.
Even like the Gen X people.
Yeah, or millennials.
Yeah, millennials.
No.
Instant satisfaction.
No. This belly wand, I want to tell everyone that you don't need Metamucil. You don't need fiber. You know what the bowel movement looks like?
What do you mean, looks like?
Well.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to talk about that on your show. Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. Because everybody has
minutes,
to go.
2 minutes.
Everybody has to go through that, especially when you're having surgery from the hospital and they say, did you have shishi yet? Did you have bowel movement yet? Okay, so the bowel movement should simulate your intestine. So if it's impacted like the size of a 50-cent piece, it's been in your body too long. The toxins have been reabsorbed through the walls.
Right.
You have to make it look like less than the size of a quarter. And right. I know with the belly wand.
That's a Shintani, I think, told me that.
Okay, good. The belly wand can create the bowel movement to be at least 12 to 15 inches in length.
Okay, I've never measured mine, but.
You can go three.
Okay, that's the easy way to do it. Okay.
And it should float.
Yes. that I heard too.
Okay, so anyway, the belly wand, without any drugs, without any medication, without any fiber, or stool softeners, can create a really wonderful situation in your body where it's easy to go and you have to stimulate 25 feet of your small intestine.
Yeah. Wow. I'll tell you off the air about Elvis Presley, what happened to him, because he basically got impacted.
Oh, there you go.
That's how he died, from what I understand.
Well, that's the worst thing for elders. Yeah. So that's one of my favorite top gifts to give them. And if you can't do it with a wand, you can do it. Somebody can press into the belly.
I have a perfect person for that. I'll tell you during the break. So Annette Pang, you can go to AnnettePang.com.
Yes.
Otherwise, is there a phone number they can reach you at, Annette?
Yes. My phone number is 566-5067.
Right.
And reach me by email. I'd be happy to help people. You know what, Percy? Since your Aging in Place seminar, I had so many people signing up. I'm still working with them today.
Wow. And that was only in August.
Well, I had to take a trip, but I'm still working with them. I helped this one lady tell me that she felt like a slave. And I said, red flag, because as soon as you feel like you're a slave.
Yeah, it's a red flag, all right.
It is not a happy exchange of energy going to help your loved one.
My goodness.
And I said, why do you feel that way? Well, he doesn't respect me. He yells at me. He doesn't want to change his diapers. He smells when we go to Walmart.
Her father.
I can't say because okay. I can't say because of privacy, but I just got her mind wrapped around a different mindset, and already she felt 200% better to go ahead and approach this with a different viewpoint. And then not to be like a welcome mat and just get rubbed all in with, you know, his prejudices. She was able to get him to speak what he wanted to say, and then she was able to say something more authentically.
Wow.
Yeah. So this
great,
is what I'm
great
doing.
Great information. We're with Annette Pang. What do I call you? Life coach? Life transition advisor?
Yes. Life transition advisor. Isn't
and you're,
that good?
You've been trained, so I mean, I don't call myself a coach because I've been personally trained like you have.
Well, I'm waiting for you.
I know. I just find a time out of the day to do that. But anyway, we'll be right back with Annette Pang and you baby boomers. Stay tuned. Come on back in a few minutes, okay? Take a short break with Annette Pang.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Kaiser Permanente presents a Medicare moment.
Are you turning 65 this year, wondering what you need to do and know before signing up for Medicare? There's an overwhelming amount of information out there, but where should you turn for help? For answers to these questions and more, tune in to my show, A Medicare Moment with Martha, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. on AM 690, The Answer. Each week, my guests and I will help you navigate through the A's, B's, C's, and D's of Medicare. I'll also interview representatives from Kaiser Permanente about Medicare eligibility, health trends, and more. If you have questions about Medicare, be sure to tune in for helpful information, resources, and insights from some of Hawaii's top Medicare professionals.
This Medicare Moment has been brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, who reminds you to tune into the Medicare Moment with Martha radio show every Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay? These are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious 1 and 2 bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilima@lehano.com or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit voidvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy here with our guest, Ms. Annette Pang, life coach, life transition advisor, Annette Pang. You can go to our website, AnnettePang.com. That's with Annette with two N's and two T's. That's what I remember. But she has a great information. And calling it CPR, when I saw your email, I'm talking about CPR. I said, what? I mean, CPR? And what exactly does that stand for?
That's an acronym called Care, Prayer, and Relief. Because according to the Alzheimer's Association, Cleveland Clinic, Johns Hopkins, so many caregivers collapse before their loved ones.
Growing trend.
It's a growing trend.
I have two friends of mine, their parents, mom passed away before dad. Because mom was caring for dad. And another, I'm sorry, a third one. And the third one was the dad was caring for mom and dad passed away.
And he passed away. Yeah. And I know of another one where he was taking care of his wife, went to the mainland to try to see if they can get some Parkinson's surgery. All of a sudden, he collapsed and had a heart attack and died. It was his wife who was needing the help. And he was fine and healthy. But or maybe he forgot to look at warning signs, but he collapsed. And I have somebody at my care home, one family member, and the doctor does not want her to see her mother because her heart starts palpitating, and he's afraid that it would cause an aneurysm to burst. So it's usually the younger generation, the baby boomers, who want to do stuff for themselves now but are finding, uh-oh, I got to take care of mom who's kind of yelling at me or dad and just impatient because they don't like being what they're doing. And or they're just kind of losing their capability to think any longer from dementia and Alzheimer's. So the baby boomers are just like holding everything up and maybe they're squashed between like a sandwich where they're taking care of their own family too.
Yep. Yeah, we did a story on the sandwich generation a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
Featuring three boomers like that I know that I knew, and it's just as part of life. So that's why I love when you come on the show, and I know you were on KITV last weekend, but it's such a predominant part of people's lives as we age and we live longer, actually, that all the baby boomers got to deal with this of dealing with their parents. So
exactly.
It's really critical what you're doing. So let me ask you this. I know we want to get into holiday season talk, but what is, let's say, two tips that you could give for the boomers that, you know, I talk to families every day. I say, well, my dad's pretty good. I say, well, now, as let's say I'm 57, as your parent gets older and you slowly see some, whether it's not cognitive issues or mobility issues, what does a child or baby boomer start planning for? What they should start thinking about?
Well, they should start thinking that they can, number one, in their mind, they have to think that they can create solutions. So never feel like something is too daunting. If they have that mindset, then they can look for resources out there. Then they can be like a creator, like a symphony conductor, and call on one group, call on another group. It's when people feel trapped and they don't know where to move. So they should start reading Generations Magazine now.
We have all the resources there, especially on our website.
Everything is there. One lady I spoke to the group said, I got to help my grandfather because he needs PT, but he can't leave his house because nobody can take him. I said, I just saw Kai.
Mobile physical therapy at Prime Physical Therapy.
I spoke to Kai as well, and I said, you need to contact Kai right away. He will go to your grandfather, set up his whole little van, bring out rubber bands and the machines and whatever he needs, and leave so that nobody has to take grandfather in a car to somebody's office.
And insurance covers that.
Exactly. So here's resources that they need to learn about instead of saying, oh my gosh, now what's going to happen because I don't know what to do. They can say, now I know what to do. It's time to call on Generations Magazines and all their resources.
Yeah. So I tell people, go to the website, look under resources, look under our past TV and radio shows. Kai is one of them. We have Moon Physical Therapy, if they can get out of the house, Aqua Therapy, which is very good. And then we have, once they finish that and hopefully get life gets back to normal a little bit, they need to have a little bit of personal training.
Yes.
So we have the gym guys in the magazine that actually does mobile, so they can come into your facility, come into people's homes, go to people's offices to do our workout. Simple things, nothing fancy, nothing heavy, but they definitely need to do some strength building for women to avoid osteoporosis. And also for men, for me, like I'm gonna start doing this with a couple of my friends that are older than me, but stretching.
Exactly.
And balance and core strength.
Stretching is so amazing. In fact, that's one of my things on the bucket list, to do this Don Mudo class with this huge bamboo sword so that I can be in balance and twirl it.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be nice? Like ninja?
Yeah.
my grandson would say, wow, look at Popo. She can be a ninja.
Well,
but
it is.
That's the kind of thing that we can start doing. So the mindset about saying that you're not alone, you can find help, and somebody's out there. We're not reinventing the wheel. If you need a break, have Project Donna come in.
Yes.
Have a caregiver come in and relieve you once a week.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Or go to daycare.
Respite care is very important.
Exactly.
And actually, adult daycare, there's a few facilities out there that takes Medicaid.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't even know that until about a year ago.
There are so many resources because baby boomers are inundating the market like we have never seen before. I even talked to financial advisors from UBS the other day. We are expecting at least $1 trillion transfer from the client to the millennials and the Gen X's.
Yep.
Now, what's going to happen when they receive this money? How are they going to handle
it?
They're going to spend it. They're going to have their hands out.
Yeah.
But they need to be educated about how hard it was to earn it, number one, and to perpetuate it, to start continuity of it. So, Percy, there's so much I want to share, but basically there's three M's: the mindset, the mission that I work with the baby boomers, and actually moving towards an action plan.
Right, an action plan.
So we do the mindset first, and the mindset also covers conversations. Let's say you have a really sticky conversation with someone, and it's not going anywhere. How do you work that out? You got to get help. Well, it's not something that's impossible.
Well, So conversation between a friend or a conversation with a family member? Because a family member has a lot more deeper concerns for
It's mostly family members.
And history.
History and unhealed resolutions.
Oh, from kid time.
Yeah, small kid time. Because some daddy favored brother. Yeah. So now when it's time for you to have more money, brother is asking for monies. And all of a sudden you're thinking, well, he never shared with me.
Yeah.
Or why should I help dad? Because dad never really thought that I was worth anything. So all these things I clean up. And I work with the family. That's how I met Pamela Ani. We were working side by side with a family. Two brothers did not want to come home to say goodbye to their mom, who was ready to pass. So I had to work with the family to invite them. They actually came to bedside.
Good for you.
Yeah, they actually came to bedside.
Wow.
And then we worked out where one person was going to get a lien on property and didn't have any communication with siblings. Got that through meetings to bring them together. So it's like the family meeting powwow that I had. That gives, Percy, I can't tell you, that gives me absolutely amazing thrills because I feel like I'm doing something for this world before I leave it.
Well, at least for the family, but there's so many families out there.
There's so many
families. The largest transfer of wealth that's going to happen in the next 10, 20 years.
Exactly.
And a lot of people will fight over it, and they'll never talk to their relative again.
Well, if they can circumvent it, because it starts with the head of the household to say, this is what I plan to do.
Yeah.
I know that it might not please everyone, but this is the best equitable way I can think of, either distributing the assets now or selling the assets and then distributing the monies. Whatever it takes, at least there is a conscientious intention instead of saying, well, I don't want to talk about that because that means I'm going to die.
That's so true, yeah.
You got to have the conversations, right?
Yeah.
So those are the kinds of things I work with in the mindset. Then after the mindset, we start working with what the goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And we figure it out step by step by step. And those can be really broken down into small bite-sized pieces, or it can be bigger goals like stretch goals. You know, like 2019, I want to do XYZ, or 2018, I want to do this, or in next week, I want to do this. And then we take the action. We break it down, take action, and like I'm going to check on with you in 1 month.
My belly stick.
Yeah, with your belly wand, my dear.
A wand. Okay, belly wand.
Belly wand.
You get a chance. It's called a belly button healing kit. You can probably go online. It comes with a book you can read.
Exactly. A CD, YouTube videos.
Like I said, I'm always looking for things. I just got acupuncture yesterday from our guy, James Carter, in a magazine. I like acupuncture. We swim. Didn't prevent the shingles, though.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Percy,
this belly button kit.
Well, that's what we were going to do. See, we just today, you saw it in action, everyone. We got Percy's mindset to see that there is a solution. We got him to say that he will set a goal in a month. I will check on him. And he's going to take the action every day to do it 10 minutes. So if we go 3 M's with the mindset, the mission, and the moves, Percy then will move in a transition. And maybe a transformation. No, okay, and shingles, that's another thing. I talk about the essential oils on my CPR course. And I only deal with the certified therapeutic pure grade types of essential oils where you can eat it.
Oh.
And you can put it on your shingles like the frankincense and peppermint. And it won't sting, but it's just going to heal faster.
Well, fortunately, it's almost all gone. It's still a little bit of residue left, but the pain is still there.
Oh, yeah, there's pain.
Yeah.
There's pain. Yeah. So you want to make sure that that will help because the pain can last for a long time.
Yeah, sure can. Sure can. So anyway, holidays came upon us.
Yes.
And, you know, I was watching KITV last week. And so every morning, every Saturday morning, about 6:45, 7 o'clock, KITV does a wonderful Aging Well segment that I help schedule the guests and help produce for them. And you were on last week talking about gifts.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
So it's not too late for gifts, right, everyone?
No.
Because you don't want to be running around at the last minute to find the gift. But before we really get into the gifts, there are three categories of gifts. First of all, the gift is defined by transferring your energy to someone else.
Okay.
Okay. So how do you transfer energy? You can transfer it by giving time. So one of the first gifts out of the three is a time gift, where you just actually just give your time to someone, especially an elderly person or a person who maybe wants to learn how to make your favorite cookies. Just spending the time, which people don't have enough of, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
They don't have time. So no. That is more priceless than something you can buy at Walmart or Target, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because that is, or Amazon, you can give a time gift, and that would be amazing just to give a time gift. The second gift is a word gift, and that's even harder. I mean, how many times do you tell your mom, I love you, Mom? Or your wife, I love you.
Hopefully every day.
Or Zachary.
Zachary every day, for sure.
Zachary. It's easy to tell Zachary.
Every
Percy
day.
Has a handsome son here.
Yeah.
So anyway, the time gift, word gifts are really, really special because it's something you cannot purchase. And when you give a word gift, you can give something like reminiscing, like Thanksgiving that's coming up in a day. You say to them, how did you celebrate Thanksgiving before? Did you always have turkey? Oh, no, we always had sushi. We had, you know, something. We had fish. Mm. Whatever it is, talk about that and then just say, was there ever a time where you got a Christmas gift that you hated? Or was there a gift that you absolutely loved to this day? I mean, things like that. What did you like about Dad? Why'd you marry him? When did you kiss him? Did you make love before you got married? How about word gifts like that?
Okay.
It starts getting juicy, but when you have that connection, Percy, it is scintillating, right?
Yeah.
It is absolutely the key to get into how your loved ones feel.
Very true.
And when you get into how they feel, then when you have to have the hard conversation with them, like when you're saying goodbye for the last time, or when you're telling them that, no, there's nothing else the doctors can do, or you're saying, Dad just passed away. Whatever those hard conversations are, you have already built up a bonding and rapport through those time and word gifts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. I think, you know, I don't think of local Asian style or well, but they don't communicate that well.
They do not communicate well.
You know.
But it's not only Asian. I've had that all over the mainland too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, you know, stereotype, but.
I know.
In the South, I mean, all nationalities is like that. It just depends on the family, you know. But it's so true.
It is.
You know, when I talk to families every day, almost how everything goes back to when they were raised, who was treated how, who had the better job, who went to college, who has more money, who has the good children, you know, didn't cause any headaches growing up. You know, he had the good child and the daughter that was rambunctious, you know. Spent all the money, still asked for money.
Uh-huh.
So all these things, you know.
All those little swirling things. And how about I don't like the brother-in-law. I don't like my son-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like. So what I do, Percy, is I hold up my hand whenever I'm coaching and I say, this is where your family is. Your mom and dad in the palm of your hand. And all these fingers are not the same sizes. So this is all the members of the family. Nobody looks alike. They don't move alike. They don't think alike, but they all belong. How do you handle them so that you can move from what the competitive ways were before when everyone was growing up, mm-hmm. going after the grades, going after the soccer team, going after the jobs, getting the most money, not having mortgages, having mortgages. How do you segue them through the process, especially when the parents are aging? It is possible. It's called transformation, but it is possible. So those are the word gifts, time, word, and then there are gifts that are something you can just purchase from stores, online, craft fairs.
Well, what's some of the favorite gifts you think?
Well, some of the favorite gifts, you mean for some things you can purchase? Okay, well, now when people
besides
can't,
the belly
wand.
wand.
Yeah, you can purchase that. But they can't see well, right? Or they can't hear well. So anything that's magnified Or you can get, for instance, if you can't reach to turn off lights, you can step on a little light switch to do that. Another thing is everybody, even in my care home, they think they can still climb. So it's good to get the step ladder. And from Costco, there's a really good step ladder that's, it's just like two steps. It's really sturdy with handles. But I can, if you want, I can put this online and people can just go to it and see this whole list of.
Maybe you should put it on your website. You have a great resource for website.
I could do that because, people really need to get gifts that elders will like. And if they don't like it, guess what they'll say? I don't like that. It's yucky because they're so honest, right?
Well, I saw a lady yesterday when I went to get acupuncture from James Carter. There was a lady with a cane that cane where it looks like a suction cup.
Yes.
And it's not just a regular cane where it might slip. It's got little prongs on it.
Oh, yes, yes,
that's like
yes.
The deluxe,
like the four-way.
Yeah, the deluxe. That's that the deluxe cane. I'm like, wow. I've never seen one of those before.
Exactly. Well, look at your mom, Shirley. She's in this little jazzo thing that whizzes around, the scooter, that has a joystick.
That comes apart so you can put it in your car.
And she can collapse it, take it on the airplane.
Well, you know why? You know, when you go to Vegas, if you've been to Vegas, guys, if you're listening, you get dropped off at McCarran Airport at the sidewalk. Uh-huh. You know how far that gate is to Vacations Hawaii? It's far. Nothing against Vacations Hawaii. But that airport is so huge.
It is.
So it's a long walk. It's almost a mile, if not more. But it takes you literally 15, 20 minutes to walk to the gate. There's some escalators. There's some walking escalators. But, I mean, still, it's a long way. I was like, wow. First time I went to Vegas, like, wow, that's a long walk.
It's a long
walk. I can imagine for seniors how that is. But she gets out of that car. My dad is three pieces. A scooter has three pieces.
Uh-huh.
And just takes it apart. And she's off and going.
There you go.
Leaves them there.
And she... That's funny.
Yeah, leaves them there.
And it's hot pink. It's
is
cute.
It? I'm colorblind, but yeah.
Oh, she is great. And, you know, from your mom's little scooter, I had two other people buy it.
Oh, I mean, my dad told me about it, and I said, wow, that's pretty interesting.
Exactly.
I never knew they had those kind of scooters.
They but have.
If you go to Dowderman Medical on King Street, they have them all there.
Oh, is that where it is? Okay.
And it's all, I mean, there's I must have saw about 15 different types of scooters there, from mobile ones where you take it apart,
right?
You put up in a van, you know, joysticks. Depends on how heavy you are, how wide you are. It is all kinds,
and you can collapse. Your mom's can be collapsed, and she can do it on a carry-on.
Yeah,
right, as a carry-on.
I think for hers, I think it's 44 pounds. So,
oh, okay.
I think they checked it, but it's better they check it.
Absolutely.
Because Vacations Hawaii gives you one free, right?
Absolutely.
So.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So that's one of the gifts. Another gift is elders, like all of us, have to take care of our skin. So anything that can exfoliate the skin. Now, they have these beautiful hand scrubbers that are like battery operated, and they have little brushes, and you can go zzz all around your face, and it just gives a glisten to your face, makes you beautiful. You can put it on your feet if you have calluses. And it stimulates all your pressure points, put it on your body. So these little things now for exfoliation is excellent.
I like that. I'm going to give my wife one for Christmas. Don't tell my wife, though.
Okay.
Anyway, we got to close up here.
Oh,
Mr. Net Pang, I'll bring you back on. We're going to have you on our Generations TV show as well. You can bring all your little toys and goodies there.
Yeah, but, I'd love to come back.
Com, two N's, two T's, but AnnettePang.com.
Yeah.
Annette, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Happy
Percy.
Holidays to you and your
Happy
family
holidays.
As well.
Merry
and to all
Christmas.
Your,
Happy
your
New
guests
Year.
Over there.
Yes, thank you
we'll
so
see you
much.
Again.
Okay.
Anyway, we're here every week, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. Or go to our website, Generations808.com. And lastly, don't forget, we have our Facebook page. So anyway, everybody, have a great holiday season. Next week, we're going to have on Valley of the Temples, by the way. Beautiful sight out there in Kaneohe. So everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well. Thank you.